Good morning, Oregon. Today's Tuesday, 7th of February, and right now it's partly cloudy with 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy in the morning and clear. Temperatures supposed to be ranging from low of 24 to high 28 of degrees Celsius. You can expect winds from northeast at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. The forecast for later on is overcast, and morning humidity was on 85% and will drop by noon on 72%. Moon is full today and it is in Leo. We're featuring a short excerpt of interview with Astrid Patel on matter precipitates from Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World.
We are in the conference room in Town Hall, and we will have a big event coming on the coming days.
You know, each year, second weekend of February, the Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World in Aurobel sets up an event of 3 days in which we try to focus our attention and gather our energies on whatever is of the greatest concern and interest to us at that time. And this focusing is done through many forms. Its expression is through word, through sharing, through forms of art like theater and music, so that the whole being is involved in this experience. This time, the theme is very interesting, I think more than usual. It is matter precipitates. It is in a hurry to transform itself. The brochure is a text of 5 pages, and it's significant to recall that this entire text was written in March 2011. That means almost a year back, and not a word has been changed since. So there seems to be a universal action taking place, and we are just part of it, and it is getting channelized through us.
So we will broadcast live Friday, Saturday and Sunday event. Can you give just some glimpse about who will sit with us here in the Town Hall?
You know, the key question at the moment in the world is one. What is this tremendous change taking place? Why this upheaval? What have we to do about it? And there's a feeling that we must have people from different areas of research and experience to come together and share, because no one area of experience takes you far enough. So we have, for the first time in Aurobel, 2 very eminent medical scientists who have never been here before. But they are keen to see what Aurobel is about, and they are keen to share with people who are following another track. One is the head of a major laboratory in Florida in the U.S., Dr. C.V. Rao, who is in microbiology, genetics, and allied themes, and is one of the world's leading experts in his field. The other is Dr. Ashok Mukhopadhyay from New Delhi. He is in charge of the Stem Cell Research Laboratory, a national institute in New Delhi. And he's interested to hear others. And he's, in fact, the last 2 weeks, he has been reading about the mother's work on the cells. So it will be interesting what he has to share.
And this year, Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas, they will present also evening culture programs at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas. Within that, we'll see Loretta's film on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. On Friday, the same time, we can listen to God Enchanter, Beings in Transition, a reading from The God Enchanter, a new work of fiction by Anu, and the reading will be presented by Angad, Anu, B, Charu, Krishna D, Krishna M, Partha and Pierre L, accompanied by images, and it will be open for discussion. On Saturday at 8:30 p.m., the Abia Dance Company of Denmark and Aurosound present Passage, a contemporary dance theater performance, and it is a passage through moments of the impossible and moments of grace, till that point of a step into the unknown. On Sunday, 12th of February at 7:30 p.m., we are invited for the end to Sangat by Nada Kangopika in concert with Kartik Iyer violin, Ganesh Baswaraj tabla, and also featuring Kesharan Tabla. On Saturday, 11th of February, we are all invited to Miracle Community to a Luciolo Circus, which would be inauguration of their new circus school with a magical show of pixies and fairies by Orwell students with an amazing aerial performance by guests from England. Door will open at 4:30 p.m. and main show is at 6 p.m. and it will be followed by Yemala's concert. Working Committee, Orwell Council, Orwell Foundation Office and FIAM would like to inform the community that all the fallen wood is a collective asset of Orwell. Any sale of wood privately is not permissible. They're asking us not to barter or sell wood outside of Orwell. They're working out modalities of collective sale and use of the wood. They request all groups, communities and individuals to respect this policy to avoid any legal complications. They also invite users of firewood within Orwell, like potteries, bakeries, pizzerias, to contact LRAM for bulk firewood purchases to help us finance the cleanup. A similar announcement was made in the surrounding villages by the forest rangers who are patrolling our roads. They are receiving good cooperation from our neighborhood. Any violation on our part would send a wrong message. Our press and Sire invite us today at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to the release of the book Tell Me, My Friend, What is Orwell? By Jyoti Kher and Christine Devine. All are welcome, especially the children, of course, as this book is for them. Orwell International Meeting started yesterday and there are some events to which we are all welcome. Tonight at 5 p.m. will be a presentation of Orwell International Meeting in Orissa, and tomorrow at 5 p.m. at New Multipurpose Hall, Unity Pavilion, will be a presentation of the Orwell International Meeting in Ethiopia. Margarita Correa is very well known all over the world with her amazing work with the probiotics, and on Friday, 10th of February at 5 p.m., Multimedia Center Auditorium, we are invited to her presentation called Vector Control for Public Health and Safe Drinking Water for All Using Natural Probiotics. After her presentation at 7:30 p.m., Island Liaison will present a film on Ireland, followed by a short presentation discussion. And on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. at New Multipurpose Hall and Unity Pavilion will be Orwell International General Assembly with presentation of Orwell International activities in the afternoon starting at 2:30 p.m. On 14th of February at 7 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Aurodan Pordicherry, Bharat Nivas and One Asia Projects present Sufi and Baul, an enchanting evening with the sound of Asian spiritual traditions, living wisdom, with the title Songs of Love, Longing and Liberation Beyond Borders, with Latif Bolat from Istanbul and Parvati Baul from Bengal in India. The children Nandanam joyfully invite us to their open house on Monday and Tuesday between... on Monday between 11 to 2 p.m. and on Tuesday between 9 to 12 p.m. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. within the music series we can see a biography on Charlie Parker, Bird, made in USA in 1988 and directed by Clint Eastwood. And tomorrow, the same place and time, they will screen fantasy opera The Magic Flute, made in Sweden in 1975 by director Ingmar Bergman. And on Thursday, we can see Wim Wenders' documentary on blues, The Soul of a Man, made in USA in 2003. From the point of view of a spiritual life, it is not what you do that matters most, but the way in which it is done and the consciousness you put into it. Remember always the divine, and all you do will be an expression of the divine presence. When all your actions are consecrated to the divine, there will be no longer activities that are superior and activities that are inferior. All will have an equal importance, the value given them by the consecration, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.